Before we start, can we please announce who is in the room? This is Paul Benson from North West England.
It's Phil Gordon from Southern England, Isle of Wight.
Jim Slagle, Bethesda, Maryland, United States.
Okay. We're going to start with the rock and pull ending. The attacking player has an extra pawn, and firstly we'll be looking at the filly door position. White has a king on golf 5, a rook on alpha 7, and a pawn on echo 5. King foxtrot 5, pawn next to it, echo 5, rook alpha 7. Black king is on foxtrot 8. This is on the promotion square for the white pawn. And the black rook is on bravo 1. So black king foxtrot 8, black rook bravo 1. White rook alpha 7, cutting off the black king. White king, foxtrot 5, white pawn, echo 5. This is the filly door position. Or it's about to become the filly door position. With black to play, black can create filly door's position by retreating rook bravo 6. You retreat the rook to your own third rank for the defender. So defender puts the rook on the third rank. This prevents the white king from advancing. If the white king can't advance, then there's not going to be any progress in this position. So after rook bravo 6, the only sensible move left for white is pawn echo 6. Job done as far as black is concerned, because the rook on the third rank has forced white to advance the pawn. The rook now goes back from whence it came, all the way rook bravo 1. Black plays rook bravo 1. And the idea is simple. Black is just going to give check, check, check from as far away as possible. White could play king foxtrot 6. Black plays immediately rook foxtrot 1 check. White king echo 5. The white king has gone to golf 6. The black rook goes to golf 1 check. So black just did check, no matter where the white king goes. And if the white king tries to shuffle backwards, king foxtrot 5, rook foxtrot 1 check. King echo 4, rook echo 1 check. King delta 3, trying to get close and close to the rook, will. When the white king is sufficiently far away from the pawn, black simply plays rook foxtrot 1, attacking the pawn. White can advance this, but it will be taken. Or white could retreat rook alpha 6. Defending the pawn, black plays king echo 7, and the pawn is lost. So it's a draw. Okay, reset the position from the start. Position is black king defending on foxtrot 8, black rook ready to defend on bravo 1, white rook is on alpha 7, white pawn is on foxtrot 5, white king. As it happens, what we've just considered works for the foxtrot pawn, the echo, the delta, or the Charlie pawn. Foxtrot, echo, delta, Charlie, bishop or centre pawn. This technique works. Put your rook on your own third rank. If the pawn happens to be on the golf or bravo file, or alpha or hotel, that is the rook file or the knight file, and the king can sit on the promotion square, then you just retreat your own rook to the back rank and leave it alongside your king You just shuffle the rook sideways, leaving it on your own back rank to defend. That's against a knight pawn and a rook pawn, with the king on the promotion square. So now we're going to have a look at what happens when black can't create Philidor's position. That is to retreat rook bravo 6, and the reason why black can't do that is because in the game position, white with king foxtrot 5 and pawn echo 5 has the move. Well, if white were to play king foxtrot 6, that would be a little bit of a mistake. Black could simply play rook bravo 6 check, force the white king back, and we have Philidor position. Instead, white plays king golf 6. Now there's only one move to draw here. There's only one move that'll hold the draw. And it isn't a check. The last thing you do in this position is black is give check. It's a rook move, and you put the rook behind the pawn. You attack the pawn from the rear. You play rook foxtrot 1. Anything else loses. If you were to play rook bravo 6, you would assist white to advance the pawn and set up a back rank mate. If you were to instead play rook golf 1 check, white would play king foxtrot 6. Maybe, can you draw that? Ooh, yes, you can just. But it's not the best. The best move is rook foxtrot 1. Always hold the pawn from the rear. How can white play? After rook foxtrot 1, white can try king foxtrot 6, threatening a back rank. And this is where black has the decision to make. Black has to destroy the mating pattern created with rook alpha 8 check. And there are two moves to do it. There are two king moves. You can move to the king side with king golf 8, or you can move into the centre queen side with king echo 8. Now one pulls the draw and one loses. It's a good play. As you can see, with the pawn on the foxtrot file, the board is split in two. There are seven vacant files. There are two files, the golf and hotel on one side of the pawn, and echo across to alpha on the other side of the pawn. One side is short, the other is long. And the defending technique is to go to the short side. It looks strange because you think you're running your king where there's less space. That can't be right. Surely I need as much space for my king. No, you don't. It's the rook that needs the space. When you march your king to golf 8, it will get forced to hotel 7. And the white king and pawn will try to come forward. But as soon as your king is forced to hotel 7, and the white rook will come to echo 8, the black rook goes cross to alpha 1. We'll have a look at this just to reinforce. Play king golf 8. White plays rook alpha 8 check, forcing king to hotel 7. It looks dangerous for the king, but it's not. He's okay.
Yeah, it looks like a win for white right here. But
It looks as if white is winning, but it's not. This is the paradox. Appearances can be deceptive. The only way white can make progress now is by bringing the rook to the foxtrot file. The rook defends the pawn through the king, so the white king can now come forward to echo 7 and drag the pawn forward. Well, white's just played rook foxtrot 8. The drawing technique for black now, As we saw previously, black gave check from the white back rank. Black gave check of the files. Now it is up to black to give check along the ranks. And to do that, you play rook alpha 1. And if white plays king echo 7, you go rook alpha 7 check. King echo 6, rook alpha 6 check. How do you stop this? You can't. Okay, so put the black rook back on alpha 1, the white king back on foxtrot 6. This was the position we had, the white king on foxtrot 6, a rook on alpha 1. Black is about to give a perpetual check from the alpha file. So white tries rook echo 1. Rook Echo 8. The idea being, if black tries to get check, he can interfere with the rook. Well, black says, okay, if your rook's on the echo file, I can't give check from the side anymore. But what I can do is put my rook back to hold your pawn from the rear, because if your rook is not on the foxtrot file, you can't advance it securely. Well, hold up, rook foxtrot 1. White says, okay, I'll ignore that, and goes king echo 6. Rook foxtrot 1, king echo 6. Black simply plays king gold 7. And it's stopping the pawn from advancing to foxtrot 6 because it will be taken with check.